producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Our phones are hopefully fixed, so feel free to be our next guinea pig. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, or take the safe road and call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request in first. We will approve it as soon as I notice it coming in. And you can talk to us about anything that happens to be on your mind. So far tonight, we've been on the sex robot topic again. Because, well, the last time we talked about sex robots was when there was a study done, a poll of people in the UK, males specifically, I believe, who would be willing to have sex with a sex robot. And it was maybe like 15% or something, like a relatively low number. I imagine that number is going to rise over time. And some people are very upset about the idea of sex robots. In fact, there's a website called campaignagainstsexrobots.wordpress.com that seems to be legit. These people claim to have presented a some sort of a study, or I guess not a study, but a paper to Ethicomp 2015, some sort of ethics convention. And there's also another site which turned me on to this whole thing. I didn't realize there was already opposition to sex robots, so it came as a surprise to me. What turned me on to this was theconversation.com, where, let's see here, it is a lady who's writing this, Kate Devlin, the senior lecturer at the Department of Computing in Goldsmiths University of London, writes, in defense of sex machines, why trying to ban sex robots is wrong. Ban sex robots, scream the tech headlines, as if they're heralding the arrival of the latest artificial intelligence threat to humankind since autonomous killer robots.
Yeah, I've got to say, when she mentions autonomous killer robots, you know, a great deal of the innovation in this world comes centered around two things. Humans' desire to fight, humans' desire to procreate. So,
and what about the desire to not work as hard as they have been?
I think that that one's good, but I don't think it drives the, I don't think it has to drive the other two too.
The campaign, led by academics Kathleen Richardson and Eric Billing, argues the development of sex robots should be stopped because it reinforces or reproduces existing inequalities. Yes, society has enough problems with gender stereotypes, entrenched sexism, and sexual objectification, but actual opposition to developing sexual robots that aims for an outright ban? That seems short-sighted, even, pardon the pun, undesirable. Existing research into sex and robots generally centers on a superficial exploration of human attachment, popularized by films such as Her and Ex Machina, a male-dominated, male-gaze approach of machine as sex machine, often without consideration of gender parity. Groundbreaking work by David Levy built on the early research into teledildonics, that is, cyber sex toys that are operable through the internet.
Teledildonics.
Yep. Describes the increasing likelihood of a society that will welcome sex robots. For Levy, sex work is a model that can be mirrored in human-robot relations. Richardson doesn't relish this prospect, and to an extent, I agree with her misgivings. It's a narrative that should be challenged. I absolutely agree that to do so would require, as Richardson states in her paper, a discussion about the ethics of gender and sex robots. She says such a discussion is long overdue. In The Gendering of Robots and the Sexualized Personification of Machines, digital sexual identity is too often presumed, but to date little considered. The relationship between humans and their artificial counterparts runs right back to the myths of ancient Greece, where sculptor Pygmalion's statue was brought to life with a kiss. It's the stuff of legend and of science fiction, part of our written history and part of our imagined future. The feminist thinker Donna Haraway's renowned A Cyborg Manifesto laid the modern groundwork for seriously considering a post-gendered world where distinction between natural and artificial life is blurred. Now, that's an interesting point, right? Because if we're adopting robot technology into our bodies and eventually putting ourselves into a robot body completely, you know, completing the process and not just upgrading your eyeballs or your skin or whatever it is that you'd be upgrading, but ultimately transitioning completely, as the transhumanists would point out, into a machine race, Well, doesn't the idea of gender basically disappear at that point?
It's all about the chemicals.
I imagine some folks are going to come up with some new genders.
Yeah, I suppose you could be right about that.
You could have both parts.
One on the front, one on behind, I guess.
And the one that doesn't hurt, and you can get rid of the parts that hurt when you kick them.
Written in 1991, it's prescient in terms of its thinking about artificial sexuality. But just as we avoid importing existing gender and sexual biases into future technology, so we should also be cautious not to import established prudishness. Lack of openness about sex and sexual identities has been a source of great mental and social anguish for many people, even entire societies, for centuries. The politics behind this lack of candor is very damaging. The campaign seeks to avoid the sexualization of robots, but at the cost of politicizing them and doing so in a narrow manner. If robots oughtn't to have artificial sexuality, why should they have a narrow and unreflective morality? It's one thing to have a conversation and conclude something about the development of technology. It's another to demand silence before anyone has a chance to speak. The scope for, and this is what these opponents of sex robots want. They don't even want them to be developed. They want to try to persuade. Now, some are saying outlaw, but they don't say that on their website.
They have no power.
Right. To persuade.
Wait, once they get a modicum of power, I suspect you will find the long knives come out.
Yeah, you may be right about that. They want to persuade the roboticists, the people who are developing robots, to not delve into this area. The scope.
Yeah, well. That isn't going to happen.
The scope for sex robots goes far beyond Richardson's definition of them as machines in the form of women or children for use as sex objects, substitutes for human partners, or prostitutes, unquote. Yes, we impose our beliefs on these machines. We anthropomorphize and bring our prejudices and assumptions with us. Sex robots have, like much of the technology we use today, been designed by men for men. Think of the objects we use every day. And that's a problem with porn, by the way. I mean, there's women who complain about pornography because it's not made with women's desires in mind.
There is women's porn, but I would say that it is by and large, that's a correct statement.
Well, and the women's porn exists as a response to the idea that most porn is made by and for men.
Yeah, it's all those books with Fabio that they read. You know, they hide in their dresser.
Somebody's buying those things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would also say that there's just because porn is made by men for men doesn't mean that it necessarily has the most distasteful aspects to it of, some of this porn. Yes, I agree. Some of this stuff is distasteful. It could possibly be. I don't know who gets off on it, frankly, but they do, and that's their business. I don't, I just can't speak to other people. I don't know who the perverts are. Are they all men? That's the claim here in the imagined claim amongst these articles. Well, are the men disproportionately represented in the area of pervertedness? I still don't know the answer precisely, but I'd say the best thing to do is to...
I would say they are definitely overrepresented in that area or misrepresented.
Maybe.
I think if women were allowed to express themselves like we do, like men do, then you would find out that, Ian, you're right. You would see it. However, they're not. And as far as the crazy porn, why do people get into that? And I'm thinking they've seen everything and they're only looking. They're only,
it's
an escalation. So if you are part of the, if you're, a group of the women in this culture, and sex isn't a big thing on your to-do list, then there's no next level to escalate to. So it's always going to be a lower tier of.
It could be. All you can do is look at other animals in this case to see what women's sexuality would be like without the social constrictions that we currently have. I can say that, I've got pigs, and I had one instance where, my favorite pig, Kelly, came into heat, and she tore the fence apart to get into the the boar. She was the one. It wasn't
take
him.
Me.
Well, she wanted it badly. And the only time I'm scared of my sows is is when they're Randy, because they've got no boar. And so they're like, they literally will not bother my wife. But if I go
I'm
in
looking
there,
at you.
They'll like try to pull on my boots and knock me over and to bite me on my calf, just love nips or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, it's scary. This is a 450-pound animal who's
they step on you, you're in trouble.
I've seen cats in heat, female cats in heat, and it's the same exact thing. I mean, they are, prepping themselves for, for their friend to come help them out.
It's the meeting of life.
They're all, yeah, exactly. They're going to town.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on sex bots are welcome. Also, Skype in. Skype username here is lrn.fm. You've got Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, is the number for you to join the show and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Maybe you don't want to talk about sex robots, which seem to be the inevitable future for mankind. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Express Coin, the best way to pay for your sex robot. Oh, wait, you can't do that yet. But eventually, you'll probably be able to pay for your sex robots with Bitcoin. Litecoin, Dogecoin, not so sure about those two. But you can get them from ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. If you've been thinking about Bitcoin, and you should be thinking about Bitcoin, whether it's as an investment or as an alternative currency, Bitcoin's an amazing thing. It is a decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or government. And it's been around since 2009 now, and it's really taken the world by storm. You really owe it to yourself to learn more about Bitcoin, and Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and do that. When you're ready to get some Bitcoin, ExpressCoin.com is the way to do it. In fact, you can get up to $40 worth of Bitcoin or one of those other cryptocurrencies with no transfer fee by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, pretty much anybody in those two countries can use ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone via their app. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check through ExpressCoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. So go and get started right now at ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here from TheConversation.com, in defense of sex machines, there's a movement out there, the Campaign Against Sex Robots, that is advocating that those who are roboticist types who are developing the future of robot technology should stay away from developing sex robots because it's somehow going to be detrimental to women and children. But this lady is arguing that it's actually a good thing to have sex robots. She goes on here. She says that pointing out that a lot of sex technology, sex robots, for instance, have been designed by men for men. Think of the objects we use every day. Smartphones better suited to a man's larger hands and the pockets of men's clothing.
Or they have smaller smartphones?
Not really.
What?
Not really. Most of the new smartphones, if you go and you look at...
people want bigger and bigger ones.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case, right?
I can tell you my wife's friend just came in and showed off her new Samsung Mega.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
I've got to be able to watch Netflix on this thing, Mark. Come on.
Really?
No.
You actually watch Netflix on your smartphone?
No, I don't, but I... well, actually, I did when I worked.
Okay.
You know, during lunch hours.
I
would take a break, and I'd be able to actually watch stuff right there, and, you know, stealing the Wi-Fi from the area. But, yeah, exactly. They become more powerful, and you think they would get smaller and smaller, and, you know, you'd have one ingrained in the side of your head.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're not there yet.
But now you can do more stuff on it. I can, you know, I'm on this thing all the time.
I got to say, I don't like the big smartphones. I think they're, you know, they're just too big, right? Like,
There's more to break.
Well, there's that, and it's, you know, probably going to take more battery time to run a larger screen or whatever, but it's just too big for a pocket and for a phone, in my opinion. But, man, you can't find a phone that's smaller than 4 inches. I mean, if it's anything from the major manufacturers at all, it's just not even a possibility.
Yeah, I think you can still get some of those, like, smart talk little phones, a little pay-by-the-card phones.
They're out there, but, you know, as far as
the
smartphones...
You can't do anything on them.
They don't have much computing power.
Yeah, you can hardly check your email on them.
Well, what we should do, since there aren't phones that are smaller than 4 inches, is blame men.
Well, yeah. Because they're all about, you know, big things, right? And they want to walk through the conversation with that big old phone in their pocket, and they're like, hey, is that a phone in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Well, and certainly if women were demanding smaller phones, the market would respond. I mean, I imagine women buy as many phones as men do. I don't imagine there's much gender discrepancy between who buys a smartphone. It seems to be relatively ubiquitous across the genders. But, you know, I can understand, having seen the size of women's pockets, why that might be a frustration, right? They make these girly pockets that you can't put anything in. You can
barely use change. They don't use purses anymore, so they're...
I don't know about that, Conan. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's a declining fad.
Purses are on the way out?
Mm-hmm. They had, remember when they had the little backpack purses, and they were getting smaller and smaller, and had a cute little... backpacks. And, oh, they were sometimes they were like the fuzzy little panda bears or something with a back.
Yeah. I've seen those.
And trust me, I've got lots of purses that I'm trying to sell, and no one's buying them.
I'm afraid that women's fashion completely alternates between small handbags and large purses, because the ladies carry around the small handbags like, I got to have more room for stuff, and then they alternate up to a big purse thing, and then the big purses are all the rage, and it's like, this big clunky thing, I can't believe I carry it around.
Yeah.
And then they go down to the small handbag, and they're just up and down. It's like men's ties. First they're thin, then they're wide, then they're thin, then they're
wide.
No
one knows what they
want. You know what we need? We need smaller knots, now bigger knots, smaller knots, bigger knots. It's crazy.
She says, robotics also allows us to explore issues without the restrictions of being human. A machine is a blank slate that offers us the chance to reframe our ideas. The internet has already opened up a world where people can explore their sexual identity and politics and build communities of those who share their views. Aided by technology, society is rethinking sex and gender dualism. Why should a sex robot be binary? And sex robots could go beyond
some of the attachments.
What about the scope for therapy? Not just personal therapy, after all, companion and care robots are already in use, but also in terms of therapy for those who break the law. Virtual reality has already been trialed in psychology and has been proposed as a way of treating sex offenders. Subject to ethical considerations, sex robots could be a valid way of progressing with this approach. To campaign against development is short-sighted. Instead of calling for an outright ban, why not use the topic as a base from which to explore new ideas of inclusivity, legality, and social change?
Or better yet, if you're not going to actually kill violent sex offenders, you're just going to keep them in jail forever, you can throw a sex robot in there and just throw away the key, and there you go. Your problem solved.
Nobody's going for it. you know, nobody wants anything good to happen to an inmate, I can assure you.
It's time for new approaches to artificial sexuality, which includes a move away from the machine as sex machine hegemony and all its associated biases. Machines, she says, are what we make them, at least for now. If we've lost control of that, then we have a whole other set of problems. Fear of a branch of AI that is in its infancy is a reason to shape it, not ban it.
Okay, so she is starting to delve into that, the takeover of the AI. But you know what? One thing they haven't brought up that bothers me is the fall of the human race. This is already a problem in many countries where the birth rate is so low. Some countries, they can't convince their populations to go out and have sex. And a lot
like
of these,
Japan?
And look at their culture. I mean, I'm thinking more of, Japan, but also South Korea. But look at their culture. I mean, they're really heavy in the big video games and online games. And they do, of course, they had the cosplay and stuff. But, I mean, it really seems like they're creating an alternative to actually going out, having sex, and having relationships with other people. Their culture really seems to be, growing around robots and
sex robots and
games and, you know, and escapism into other realities.
I like how she wraps it up here. She says, a campaign to stop killer robots is one thing, but a campaign against sex robots, make love, not war.
It's very clever. So I've got to say, there are areas that I'd like to see scientists not do too much exploring. There's some things that bother me. Nuclear weapons comes to mind. Biological weapons. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some big virus that was found in Russia that apparently scientists are going to revitalize. And these scares have come and gone throughout the years, and so far we haven't been attacked by the next Black Plague.
855-450-FREE.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Attention, all men.
Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to save 20%, maybe even more.
Who wouldn't?
40%. That's the last discount I got through SaveItPurse.com. If you'd like to save that kind of money on your Amazon purchases, because you know Amazon already has a huge selection. They've already got great prices and free Super Saver shipping and Prime and all that. I mean, Amazon's a great place to shop. There's no doubt about it. But if you could save 20% off of the Amazon prices, then why wouldn't you want to do that? Here's how you do it. You go to SaveItPurse.com. Now, the catch is you have to use Bitcoin to make your purchase. And you do have to be a little patient. So when you place your order through SaveAtPurse.com, the higher the percentage you request, because you get to choose. You choose. There's a little slider. You slide that sucker as far as you want, all the way up to 50% off. We had one of our listeners claim he got 50% off. I've never gotten it personally, but it's possible through SaveAtPurse.com. So you slide that thing to wherever you feel comfortable, and then the higher up the percentage, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. In my case, the 40% order took a few days to come through. Actually, it took a little longer because one person bought after like 2 days, but then it returned, like they canceled their order or whatever, so it returned to the order book, and then somebody else bought it after another couple days. So if you're patient, you can get huge discounts. If you're not as patient, set it at 20%. 20% is the average for the United States. You set it at 20%. Most people, the order's placed within a few hours. Easy. Go to saveatpurse.com. You get the same stuff you're going to buy anyway at 20% off or more or less. If for whatever reason you want instant, Purse Instant exists, you can knock 5% off and you don't have to wait at all. So go to saveatpurse.com. You do need Bitcoin, but you don't need to have the Bitcoin right now to go and get signed up for an account. You can just go over there and learn about how it works. It's brilliant and it works very well. I've done it more than 24 times myself. Saveatpurse.com. As we continue here, whether you want to talk about sex bots, that's still on the table for discussion. Also coming up, Mark is going to tell us which state is the so-called strongest state. And I don't know if that's about lifting weights or what that is.
Not about lifting weights.
Steve is in Utah first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I was listening to your discussion about the sex robots, and the article sounds like it's kind of an indictment against men about men just want sex. And my thought is it's equally indicting against women.
How so?
Because if the sex robot will just put out without all the BS, you wouldn't have to put up with all the BS that women carry around and load on to men and all that stuff. If it would just put out and you didn't have to put up with that, who wouldn't want that?
That's what I'm thinking. It's probably equally true for women, though. I mean, like, all the complaints that guys have about women are, mirrored by us, equal amount of complaints that women have about men. And if you get the sex robot guy that says, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear, and can reach all the tall stuff on the top shelf and
open the peanut butter jar,
open up the jars, kill the bugs, and move the furniture around, at that point, what in the world does she need us for? At least they still have a uterus, right? We're the vestigial gender here. I mean, all it is at this point with the sex robots is keeping us entertained until death.
I agree with you in a way, but I think that what it's saying is, I mean, I think the women would be wanting more utilitarian. Men would want just a robot that'll put out. Why not? And then I don't have to put up with all that stuff. Women would want a robot that would be utilitarian.
Well, okay. The men would want a utilitarian robot, too. I mean,
women are going to want a robot that's going to give them a good rogering, too, man. I mean,
that's absolutely true, don't you want your sex robot to make spaghetti, too?
I want my sex robot to wash the clothes and to vacuum the floor. And
so do the women.
And they need someone to work on their car for them and to lift that heavy washing machine and push it over to wherever it's supposed to be at. We've had this exact conversation about as far as the argument against prostitution, which usually comes from women, and I think it's the exact same reasoning is why wouldn't they want a prostitute to compete with? Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what this is. This is what I was saying earlier. These sex robots are competition, plain and simple, and it takes away the power that they've had for all of human existence. That's their power, and it's being taken away right now.
Steve, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that was it. I just wanted to bring it up that you can look at it as indicting for both sides. So, it sounds like it's just only one side. I see both angles on that one.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I'm thinking dude robots for the girls who are super strong and can do all these things and work on the car the whole night and not complain and not get drunk and pass out on the couch and not get you any that evening. You don't have to worry about it. You can get a face attachment so you can look like Richard Gere or whoever the hot guy is.
They are going to make ugly ones, dude.
Exactly. So, I mean,
they're going to make ones that look like you, me, and Ian. They're going to make really good looking ones.
Women should be just as hot for these sex robots as the dudes. I mean, I think it's only going to, this group, I've lost interest in them. We need to talk about something else because these people are crazy.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Well, let's talk about who's the best, Mark, the best state, the strongest state, according to who?
Well, according to Politico.com is where the article comes from. But there's always some ranking of states coming out here and there. But it looks like, New Hampshire is the home of the Free State Project, so we tend to be somewhat biased towards them. And I suspect that we mostly read these rankers where New Hampshire comes out on top. But you'd think that there'd be a lot of rankers where New Hampshire didn't come out on top, but the fact is New Hampshire seems to be in aggregate, one of the best places in America.
Yeah, year after year, article after article, it seems always that New Hampshire is at the top, and then Vermont is in there, and sometimes
the safest state, the best place to raise a family, all kinds of things.
This is cleanest air. Even though they're always complaining how bad our air is here and crazy people. But
sometimes we're in the top three with, like, Vermont and Maine. There's the local vore thing where people eat local foods. I think New Hampshire was number three on that one.
Yeah, but there's best places to raise a family, and that, you know, Maine doesn't.
New Hampshire's number one on that one.
Maine doesn't come in necessarily that good on there, and there's a variety of them out there, just a whole bunch of different ones. On Tuesday, President Obama, if precedent holds, will declare that the state of the American Union is strong. Or is it? One way to judge is by the state of the states of the Union. How strong are they? And dare we ask, which is the strongest? In 1931, H.L. Mencken and his fellow editor at the American Mercury, Charles Angroff, wondered the same thing. In a three-part series, the magazine called The Worst American State, the pair compiled dozens of rankings of population data, largely from the 1930 census, determined to anoint the best and worst of the 48 states and District of Columbia. This is 1930, Ian.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand that. You don't have to talk down to me.
I'm just making sure you know.
Okay, thanks.
It's 1930.
Moving on.
According to the because somebody's bound to jump in. There's 50 states! In the end,
Daryl's not here tonight. He's the one that corrects us on all our tomfoolery.
I gotta say, as far as 48 states go, the flag looked awesome back then. I remember seeing the Patton movie and him standing up in front of the 48-star flag, and that's just the way it should look. And frankly, I think Alaska and Hawaii would be happier if they weren't in it anyway.
So, right, correct me if I'm wrong, there are 50 on the flag
that's
currently,
correct.
Even though Puerto Rico's in there, and they're probably...
Yeah.
District of Columbia. Is there a couple other little
it's not a state.
Caribbean islands?
Yeah, there's not Caribbean, but South...
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, out in... Well, Virgin... Yeah, U.S. Virgin Islands, Caribbean, and then you're talking about stuff in Pacific.
I wonder if Jefferson gets made, they'll request to have the... Some more stars added.
You can go ahead and Google image search 51, 52, 53 star flags. People have already...
Someone's figured this out.
Designers have already gone and take a look. So, you know, the problem's solved. Well, they can handle it. Anyway, going on, it says here, the best and the worst of the 48 states, according to various measures, wealth, culture, health, public safety. In the end, Mencken and Angoff declared Connecticut and Massachusetts the most fortunate American states, and they deemed Mississippi without a serious rival to the lamentable preeminence of the worst American state.
This was in the 30s, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
The results will probably surprise no one, they wrote. Most Americans asked to name the most generally civilized American state would probably name Massachusetts at once. 9 out of 10 would probably nominate Mississippi as the most backwards. So he believed that this was just a foregone conclusion, you know, at the time.
Okay. So now we're going to find out 2015?
That's correct.
All right, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Joined us for Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the air by calling in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Which of the 50 states will be the strongest state, according to, I forgot who did the study?
Politico.
Politico.com. We'll get into that here in a moment. Also, want to invite you to our website where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You create the content that you see there on the front page of the website. You do that by interacting with our Reddit-based system, which is free. You submit what you like, whatever it is you've seen on the internet you want to share with us. Submit it there, and other listeners can vote up or down whether they like or dislike what you put there. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Also, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Mark, you're sharing from politico.com, and they're referencing an old study.
From the 30s.
Yeah, from the 30s, where they also did something very similar, where they took different factors. You mentioned health, culture, wealth, and there was a couple other things. Looking at the, you know, all those things for different states and figuring out which was the strongest state of the 30s and which was the weakest. Mississippi.
They used the term fortunate and lamentable.
And now Mississippi showed up on the bottom of that chart.
Lamentable.
But was it Massachusetts that was...
Massachusetts and Connecticut, they basically named as the most fortunate states.
Got
Massachusetts
it.
Appeared to be their favorite of the two.
Now, Massachusetts isn't what it used to be, as far as I understand, but let's hear the latest from 2015 or 2014.
Honestly, the numbers haven't changed much, really, over time.
Yeah, Massachusetts is still up there.
Really?
At least for the first and last.
Even considering their debt and compared to all other New England states, it's very... Very strange that they are always on the top of the list.
Massachusetts isn't on top, but you'll hear people complain in New Hampshire about Massachusetts unloading its mass holes northward. Mm-hmm. So if the
right, 100,000 in the last decade.
If the good and productive and strong citizens of Massachusetts have moved forward, moved up northern, moved northward,
then we've benefited.
Then the list is the same.
Okay.
Because Mississippi is last and New Hampshire is first.
New Hampshire, number one.
So with this in mind, Politico magazine. magazine rounded up 14 different state rankings from reputable sources like the Census Bureau, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the FBI, and on important factors like such as high school graduation rates. Did we need? I wonder how much we paid for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change its name from Centers for Disease Control and add that prevention thing on there. I wonder if some huge study or focus group went into that, because whatever it is, I feel ripped off.
If they didn't, yeah, exactly. And someone got a huge award for that, and it's sitting on their desk. I was responsible for changing the name.
They're going down
award.
In history.
Yep.
High school graduation rates, per capita income, life expectancy, and crime rate. Then we averaged out each state's 14 rankings to come up with a master list, atop which sits none other than New Hampshire. The approach isn't scientific or comprehensive. Hey, neither was Mencken's. Not all states are created equal. California's economy is the world's eighth largest, for instance. So California, if it was a country, would be coming in behind France. And Texas's population outranks that of most countries. We also hold no grudges against the state of Mississippi, which came in last, and not just overall, but in four of the individual lists. It certainly didn't attribute its woes to hordes of barbaric peasants, as Mencken did. It's nice, hordes of barbaric peasants. But given that eight of the lowest-ranking states on our list overlap with the bottom 10 in his, maybe less has changed in the past 83 years than you'd think. Maybe the Southern Reconstruction of the North was more successful than we think, because that's what really destroyed the Southern states, in my opinion. So overall ranking, Ian, how do you want these listed off?
I don't care.
Do you just want me to start at the top?
Are you going to break it down as the master list, or are you going to actually break them down into like crime or hospitality? Or
I can tell you the different lists, and I'll be happy to tell you who comes out on top of each of those. But I think it's interesting that they tell you the governor of each state and whether they're a Democrat or Republican on the top list. So as though
I'm guessing the top five, and we're in the top five. All the governors are Democrats.
You actually got one Republican in Utah, number four. But Massachusetts does come in number five overall.
Who's number two?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Vermont. And this is overall based on sort of, you know, the rankings of them. This isn't a freedom index like freedom in the 50 states. This is just
that's the Mercatus Center study, which I don't think they took into consideration here.
Yeah, this is complicated.
And where is New Hampshire on that, the freedom list?
It's ranged from 1 to 4. I believe it's currently ranked at 4.
Yeah. They're supposed to be putting out a new one in December, and we'll see where New Hampshire comes out on that. I've heard they're going to do better.
I don't know. Just give us the top 5 or something. We don't need to know the whole ranking.
Of the rankings of the states? I thought I basically did that, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yeah, it was...
I heard Utah, Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Yeah, it was Utah came in number four. New Hampshire came in number one. Minnesota came in number two. Vermont, number three. Massachusetts rounding out the top five. Wyoming, number six.
Does it have the least five on that list?
Yeah, you can have that. Sure. The
bottom of the pack.
Five crappiest states, according to this list, are Mississippi at 51. Yes, it's
lower than D.C.
They include D.C. in this list. It ties with... I guess South Carolina or Alabama for either 45th or 47th. I'm not entirely sure from the way it's written.
Oh, I see.
Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana, and Mississippi. So all southern states. And that's why I say Reconstruction, it was rough on the southern states.
Now, what do you mean?
Tend to be.
Wait, when do you say that?
Well, when the war between the states was over, the war of northern aggression or the Civil War, whatever you want to call it, it wasn't over then, right? Like, what happens? It's not like everything just goes back to normal. You've got the North is very concerned that there's going to be guerrilla fighting going on after this.
And they owed money as well.
Is Appomattox, going to be binding for people? Are they going to be happy about this? So Reconstruction had a variety of different policies that were damaging to the South and beneficial to the North. And so, you know, there you go. It also didn't help the poor in the South at all.
Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing that list.
Do you want to hear some of the criteria?
I want to break down the actual components to the master list.
Yeah, so there's the wealthiest per capita. D.C. came in on the top of that. Connecticut came in behind them. There's the lowest unemployment. New Hampshire, by the way, does not rank top in any one of these lists.
It How just do they comes end up number one?
Because they're the best amongst them all in aggregate.
Huh.
Lowest unemployment, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, Hawaii.
Meaning that all these other states ranked poorly on some other qualifier.
Yeah, yeah. They did really good at something, and then they sucked at something else.
Yeah, yeah. So it knocked them down the overall.
Oh, I guess New Hampshire is number one on one of them. Sorry, I thought I read through all the lists and didn't find it. Lowest poverty rate, New Hampshire,
wow.
Number one, Maryland, Alaska, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
That's interesting. But there's lowest poverty rate versus wealthiest.
Yeah, wealthiest people? Is different than versus the lowest unemployment and lowest poverty rate. Yes.
Huh.
So there's different ways of looking at wealth, and so you know, I guess it's nice not to have too many poor
people. I know I've heard New Hampshire has a lot of millionaires in it.
Well, it's not the wealthiest.
I don't know where. I don't know where they're at. I know when I was delivering mail in Florida, I would deliver mail in the richer country, mm-hmm. and these people, good God. And I don't know where those people live here. They're not here in Keene.
They hide it real well up here, I think.
Well, the New Hampshire comes in seventh, if it makes you happy,
okay.
As far as wealthiest states. But lowest poverty.
I bet
rates.
You there's more wealth here, but you don't know it because it's likely this is wealth that's on the books, right? Wealth that you can somehow categorize based on tax returns or whatever. I suspect there's more wealth in New Hampshire than that. I've just heard that.
What do you think they're hiding?
Just because of bitcoins,
cars in their barn.
I don't know. I mean, if you had money, you'd hide it, wouldn't you?
I don't know how you're going to do it. Where in a Swiss bank account? They can't
Whatever.
Do that anymore.
There's some kind of bank account.
Yeah, there's some kind of. It's just wild speculation on the part of Ian's jingoistic ass here. So there
what
you go.
What does that have to do with jingoism?
Jingoism is unreasonable nationalism, and I'm claiming that you...
I'm just saying that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Do you believe it?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I think you do.
I never heard that. That's very interesting.
I didn't say I heard that it was the wealthiest state. I just said I heard there was a lot of millionaires.
It's seventh. That should make you happy. Seventh, highest in home ownership. West Virginia tops them out. Good going, West Virginia. Minnesota, Michigan, Delaware, and Iowa. New Hampshire does come in. Do you want to know where New Hampshire comes in on each of these, Ian? Would it make you happy?
Where's New Hampshire on home ownership?
Seventh.
Oh, yeah, so they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highest percentage of high school graduates. Now, this is going to be very big in New England generally. Education's just big here. Wyoming comes in number one. Minnesota, Montana, Alaska, New Hampshire, the only New England state that is represented in the top five. So I guess they're making me eat my words there around the United States. Good for them.
Hey, more coming up here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's happened again. Another teenager prosecuted as an adult for having naked photos on his phone of himself. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And welcome to our new affiliate in San Francisco, KK. They are on the air at 88.1. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best.
Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.